Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Alveda, we know God did not dump COVID-19 on us, yet he's the sovereign one and he's reigning over each of us. What do you think is his purpose in allowing this health pandemic?
Well, actually, I asked God early on between February and March. I was at the White House for Black History Month. The president addressed several of us, and then we went to a larger meeting with the African-American community at the White House, and he had talked to us about COVID-19 before the shutdown. So I said, God, is this you? Are you bringing COVID upon us? And before I could finish the sentence, I had an impression in my heart, go to Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth are mad and try to come against my son. And I said, okay, I get it. This is human error. This is human activity. Mm-hmm. So God, why are you allowing this? And then the next impression I received was, so you'll be 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven and forgive your sins and heal your land. I said, I get it. You want us to pray. So we were already praying, and I'm part of prayer groups, and so are you, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. However, people begin to really get it. Oh, he wants us to come back. I have a book, America Returned to God. So we need to come back to God. That's why God allowed it. We have to have faith in God and not be fearful, but be prayerful and faithful. We don't need to panic. We need to pray. So as we do those things, we are seeing the salvation of the Lord. Some translations stand still. Doesn't mean stop moving, stop doing anything. Doesn't mean have inertia. But continue to stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Wait on the Lord means to serve. You know, you go to a restaurant, waiter, waitress, can I have some water or whatever? So we are waitresses and waiters for God.
Many of us in New York and Pennsylvania are still kept inside for maybe up to 2 more weeks, mid-May perhaps. We may be feeling a little useless, maybe a little unmotivated, and frankly tired of streaming videos. The Bible contains numerous narratives about individuals being prepared in the waiting time, kind of like Joseph in prison. How do you think we as Christians, Alveda, can be preparing now for current and future interactions that the Lord wants us to be a part of?
Well, we prepare by doing those things we can do at home, certainly praying for even the instant responders and those who are the front line in the stores and the restaurants. Please never forget them and thank them. I give double tips sometimes when I drive-thru to pick up food now and to be prepared to do the next thing. I was talking to somebody today. I said, now, when COVID lifts to a certain extent, there's some applications and things that we need to be ready to do. Don't wait till it lifts to get ready. Get ready now.
Alveda, going forward, how else can we as lovers and followers of Jesus influence the people around us?
I learned from my grandfather, Martin Luther King Sr., my daddy, Reverend Alfred Daniel Williams King, my uncle, the prophet, Martin Luther King Jr. We have to love, forgive, love God, love our neighbors as ourselves. I mean, we have to love ourselves too. And not to be fearful, but to be prayerful, fearful and tearful, or prayerful and faithful, praying instead of panicking. I said that a little bit earlier, but those are things that we can and must do. And if we're being unkind to others, I try to get back to them. I offended 2 people on phone calls today. Didn't mean to. One was able to explain to me how and why they were offended, and I was able to explain why I was offended back, and we talked through it. The other person wasn't quite ready to resolve it, but I'm not going to let that go.
Yeah, so keep after working on relationships and friendships. How about meeting physical needs as well as the spiritual ones?
Spirit, soul, and body. Our spirits, we have to communicate and commune with God. And that's why I do have that little Holy Communion at home piece. And beyond that, our souls, our emotional needs, as I'm speaking of, keep and watchful on how we speak to each other. If we offend, to quickly communicate and talk through that. And then our physical bodies, we are finding with COVID-19, for example, that those who are a little more health conscious, a little more physically fit, are faring better. I know someone elderly who appears to have had one of the earlier cases, and they never even had to go to the hospital. I'm elderly. I'm 70, but this person is almost 20 years older than I am. but did not have to go to the hospital just because they were relatively physically fit.
Yeah.
So
I've been doing a physical fitness app on my phone so I can set it for a 10 or 15 minute workout. So I have no excuse. Mm-hmm. I can be at something. Yeah. I can be working out and listening to something else. So that's been helpful. How can we also help our neighbors in physical, tangible ways right now?
Actually, I've been talking to my neighbors across the fence. We do a lot of that. And some of the other neighbors around the neighborhood. And when I'm out on the yard watering, we wave, we talk, we catch up. And if there's some kind act or deed that we can do for our neighbors, let's make sure that we are available to do that. Those are just some of the things that we're going to be able to do. And we should be able to do that with joy. Just be helpful, be loving, and that kind of thing. And church, when we first announced that we were going to have to stay at home, our church went immediately to Facebook with the 10 people. For the first couple of Sundays, I drove up to the parking lot and watched the 10 people who were inside through the windows, because we have these big picture windows, so to speak. The separation was so difficult, but I became used to it, and I began to share on Facebook. So we perhaps had more tune in that way than we had in our regular services. So we will go back to physical meeting, but I really pray that we don't abandon the beautiful opportunities for the social media as well.
Yeah, so many churches are doing that now. Helvita, before you go, why are you personally so passionate about God and protecting others?
I became a born-again Christian in 1983. That means I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior, redeeming me from my own sins. But prior to that, I was born in a Christian family. My mother wanted to abort me in 1950 when I was conceived. On April 22nd. That's why I celebrate April 22nd and my birthday, January 22nd, the next year. But my granddaddy told my mother that that would be an abortion. I write about this in all my books. You can find it at civilrightsfortheunborn.org or alvitaking.com. So I was born for this. And later I had secret abortions myself. After I grew up, I repented. In 83, I became a born-again Christian. So I support life from the womb to the tomb. We're one human race. We're not separate human races. One race, one blood, with different ethnicities.
Amen. Helvita, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. And one more time, your website?
www.helvitaking.com, civilrightsfortheunborn.org for my pro-life testimony.
That's Helvita King. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.